Episode 234.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I'm going to tell you about the keyword strategy that you should use every time before you create a piece of content. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I am your host, Mark Mason, and this is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, where we talk all about internet business, online business, and all the things that implies. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic week. The last time on the podcast, I talked all about how great the weather was here in Texas, how the snow had gone, and everything was beautiful outside. And then the snow came back. We closed schools again, but the sun is out now. Summer is just about here. And I'm hopeful that this week we're going to have a little more sunshine, get a little more baseball work done. Things are starting to bloom and looking beautiful because here in Texas, we're really getting ready for summer. Spring will last approximately 5 minutes here in Texas, and then it will be blazing hot, but we're going to enjoy it while it lasts. So this week on the podcast, I wanted to talk to you about keyword research. Now, keyword research is something that I have been working on and around for more than a decade. And when I first started working on online internet business, keyword research and search engine optimization, or SEO, as we call it, was sort of a game that we played against Google. And it was like this war of content creators versus Google. And most content creators were in the business of trying to game the system so that their content would rank and be number one in Google search. And there was a lot of activity around this. And a lot of the conversation in the online business space was about how you could game search engine rankings to get a number one ranking so you could get a lot of traffic and then monetize that traffic. And things have changed significantly in the last 15 years. And one of the most important things that has changed is that Google has gotten increasingly smart about how to tell real content from content that's trying to game the system and rank very highly. In fact, 15 years ago, people used to stuff content with keywords that was in the same color as the background of the page so that Google would see the keywords, but people wouldn't, and pages would rank for terms that they had nothing to do with, and people would monetize those pages with display ads and all kinds of crazy things. That's come all the way forward to a place where Google is using an increasing amount of artificial intelligence where they're really trying to serve their core mission, which is that when a searcher puts a search term, or what we often call a keyword phrase, into Google, that searcher will be rewarded with whatever is truly the best content for their search intent. Google's gotten a lot better at that. So the discussion about gaming the system, and a lot of that discussion still goes on. Black hat SEO still goes on, but it's not nearly as prevalent as it was a decade ago. And yet, we still need to pay attention to keyword strategy whenever we create content, because there's nothing better in the whole world than free traffic from Google. And Google is such a prominent place for traffic to come from that it's got its own verb. I mean, when we talk about finding something, doing research, answering a question, we say, we'll just Google that. Google is so present that it has its own word that's used to describe using Google, and it's really just a euphemism for doing research on the internet. So that's why we need to pay attention, because people still use Google. Even when they don't know they're using Google, they type something into their phone, into their browser, and Google is a search engine that is used to find content on the internet. And we want people to find our content so that we can get eyeballs on the things that we're creating. So with this in mind, I've got 7 steps that I think you should go through each and every time you create a piece of content, whether that's a podcast episode, a blog post, a YouTube video, whatever it is that you're creating. These are the steps that I think you should go through as you think about organic search and keywords that describe your content that will bring you visitors without any paid promotion. And the very first step in this is you need to make sure you understand what it is that you want people to do when they find your content. What is the purpose of your content? What are you trying to accomplish with your content? And who is the ideal person for that content? What is the reason? Are you creating this content because you want people to opt in to your newsletter? Are you creating the content because you want people to purchase an affiliate product that's recommended in your content? Are you creating the content because you want people to like and subscribe to your video? Do you want to help somebody who's got a particular problem? What is the general reason? I think in general, a good rule of thumb is you shouldn't create content unless you have a reason that you're creating it. And what I'm suggesting is spend some time thinking about what is the outcome that you want? What is the reason that you're creating this content? And then once you know that reason, once you understand why it is you're creating the content, what the purpose is, the second thing I want you to do is to imagine what you would type in order to find this content. What is the keyword phrase, the thing that you would type into a search engine that you would expect or hope to find your content at the very top of the list? For example, if you were reviewing the latest Logitech webcam, you're creating a fantastic piece of content that talked all about the latest Logitech webcam, why it was great, what its limitations were, and who it was for, then you would expect maybe to rank for phrases like best webcam for this particular thing or Logitech webcam model number XYZ. These kind of phrases that normal people would be typing into Google and looking for content that's exactly like yours. You need a list of those. And I usually use a spreadsheet for this. I try to find 5 or 10 things that occur to me that make sense for the content that I'm creating. So I call those sort of base keywords. These are the keywords that it makes sense to me that people would type to find my content. And then what I want to do after I've got those keywords is I want to expand those keywords to include long tail keyword phrases that are related to them. Now, what does that mean? A long tail keyword phrase is exactly what it sounds like. It's a search phrase that has more words in it rather than fewer. So, for example, you might have a keyword phrase, shoes, and you might think, okay, shoes, that's a super broad keyword phrase. As a matter of fact, not only is it super broad, it's also super competitive. Companies that are ranking for the word shoes are going to be companies like Nike and Reebok and other massive companies. It's going to be very hard to rank for the term shoes. Another example would be credit cards, an incredibly competitive short keyword phrase with billions of people competing for that. If you take the example of shoes, a longer tail keyword for shoes might be men's shoes. All of a sudden, none of the manufacturers of women's shoes are competing for that keyword. And you can see just by narrowing down from shoes to men's shoes that fewer people are competing for the keyword. And therefore, by definition, there's going to be less competition. It's going to be easier for you to rank. Well, what if we narrow it down further and we say men's suede shoes? Now, there's a fashion statement for you. Men's suede shoes are going to be considerably more narrow than just men's shoes. After all, men's shoes could include work boots and Nike running shoes and a bunch of other things, but men's suede shoes is a really specific niche of shoes. So that is starting to become what we would consider a long tail keyword. Well, how about men's blue suede shoes? Now, that's a really longer tail keyword that is starting to get really narrow. Men's blue suede shoes is considerably more narrow, orders of magnitude more narrow than shoes, which is where we started. And you can imagine an even longer tail keyword like men's blue suede shoes on sale, or men's blue suede shoes with laces, or wide men's blue suede shoes with laces. These are very long keyword phrases. And you might find that for very long tail keyword phrases that are perfect for your content, you may find there are very few, just a handful of other competitors out there that can match exactly those keywords. And that will make it a lot more easy for you to rank. Now, ranking for long tail keywords is a two-edged sword. On one hand, it's much easier in general to rank for a long tail keyword. On the other hand, as we've discussed, there are many fewer people searching for exactly those keywords. But the great news is, if someone is searching for a long tail phrase, you have a really good idea of exactly what they're looking for. And if that's what your content is about, then that's going to satisfy that person and hopefully result in the outcome that you're looking for on your page. So one question is, how do you find these long tail keywords? How do you know what people are searching so you can get an idea of what the long tail keywords might be? One fun way is just to go to google.com and type in your base keyword like men's shoes, and Google will auto-complete men's shoes and tell you what some of the long tail keywords are. For example, when I put in men's shoes, Google tells me that long tail keywords are men's shoes on sale, men's shoes near me, men's shoes Houston, men's shoes casual, men's shoes Nike, and so on. So you can see exactly what's going on. And what's really fun is you can extend that. So let's say that you're reviewing Nike shoes and you see that men's shoes Nike is a long tail keyword. If you extend your input into Google and type men's shoes Nike, you find out that long tail keywords are men's shoes Nike Air Max, men's shoes Nike Jordan, men's shoes Nike Outlet, and so on. And if you put in men's shoes Nike Air Max, you find out that men's shoes Nike Air Max 270 is a long tail keyword under men's shoes. And if it turns out that you are doing a review of the brand new shoe called the men's shoes Nike Air Max model 270, now you can see that's a long tail keyword. Notice that you can use this in either direction. You can discover that maybe the men's shoes Nike Air Max 270 is a good thing for you to review, or you can be reviewing that already. You can already have made a decision that's what you're going to review, and you can do this research to understand what people are typing to find it. For example, if you put men's shoes Nike Air Max 270 into Google, you find that people are typing React, Bowfin, Black, so they're looking for colors and so forth. So you can start to see what the different things is that people are searching for around the content that you're trying to create. So you need to make a list of all of these keywords. It's like a brainstorming list of all the things that people might type in order to find your content. And then what you need to do is consider the search intent of each one of these keywords. And what do I mean by that? Let's say that you're selling a guide to play Fortnite, and you've decided you're going to write this amazing piece of content about how beginners can start playing and master Fortnite. And the name of your guide is Mastering the Game Fortnite for Beginners. And you are searching keywords. And of course, you find out that Mastering Fortnite for Beginners is a keyword that you want to try and optimize your content for. And you wonder, what is the commercial intent of some of the long tails for Mastering Fortnite for Beginners? And one of the long tails that you find is Mastering Fortnite Beginner's Guide Free. Now, what is the commercial intent of someone who is typing the word free? Are they looking for something to buy, or are they looking for something for free? Well, obviously the answer is they're looking for something for free. If you're selling something, that may not be the best commercial intent for you. On the other hand, if the way you're selling that guide is that you're giving away the first chapter for free, and the first chapter is really helpful, and that's going to make them want chapters 2 through 7, which you sell, maybe free is a great keyword for you. But what you need to do is, for each one of these keywords, see if the keyword's intent, if what you think the searcher intends by typing that keyword is a match for the content that you're creating. So once you've decided on a handful of these keywords that you really like, you're going to want to optimize your content around those keywords. And one of the very first things I think you should do is take a look at the other content that is currently ranking for those keywords. You need to assess the competition. And what do I mean by that? Type the keyword into Google and actually go look at the web pages that you will be competing with once you create your content. Actually go look. And what you'll see is that content covers some topics that maybe you hadn't even thought of that you might want to make a note of. You'll see how strong the content is, how strong the competition is, and you can make an assessment of whether or not you're willing to create content that's good enough to beat the existing content. Because after all, Google is getting increasingly good at surfacing the best content. So your keyword strategy has to include this idea that your content is going to be the best content out there. So you go look and you see that all the content out there is about 1,000 words long. You should be thinking about a 1,200 word article. And you look and you see all the content out there has some good references and it's well researched. Well, you should be considering doing that too. Or maybe there's some images or embedded video. All of these things that you see that make the content out there really good, you should incorporate those ideas into your own comment. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about copying that content. I'm talking about using that benchmarking of other people's content as inspiration to make sure that you don't forget any key topics and make sure you've got a really good piece of content that could be objectively considered the best piece of content for those related long tail keywords. And then you want to go write that content and put it out there. And when you create that content, you're going to want to make sure that you directly incorporate the keyword phrases that you identified that are relevant to the content in a very natural English language way. None of this crazy keyword stuffing stuff that we used to use 10 years ago, where you put keywords into content, even if they didn't make sense. Just make sure those keywords are in there. And the most powerful places that you can put your keywords are in the title tags and in the section headers. And by the way, you want to make sure that your content is well organized, easy to read, easy to scan, lots of white space. And if it's a really, really long piece of content, you might want to consider putting a guide at the front of the content in the form of a table of contents that hyperlinks down into the pieces of content. Now, we're talking about creating a really solid piece of content, but in this day and age, as smart as Google is getting about surfacing the best content, you've really got to take the time to create the best content, and you incorporate these keyword phrases and phrases that are related to those phrases in a way that really helps Google be absolutely sure about what that content is about. When Google sees those phrases in there and sees other content in there that they expect to be related to those phrases, they're going to know, hey, I know exactly what this page is about. Wow, it looks like it's really good. It's got great structure and rich multimedia, and increasingly people seem to like and select this content out of search, and over time, the ranking of this great piece of content that you've created will go up and up and up. Now, the next thing that you need to do once you've published this great piece of content, when you've got the keywords in there and you're sitting back in your chair waiting on the visitors to come, the organic search visitors to come, the thing you really need to be doing is promoting this content. You need to be pushing the content out on social media. You need to be participating in conversations on the internet where you can offer this content as a helpful answer to a question that someone might be asking. That can be a really effective way to promote content, by the way. If you're participating in groups where this sort of content is discussed and somebody says, hey, what are the best Nike shoes? And you can say, well, I just did this great review on the Nike Air Max 270s. I found that they have crappy shoelaces, but the rest of the shoe is great. If you want more information, here's a link to my post. That's a really good way to get your content out there, and it's really helpful to people if you do it in that way. Here's the answer to your question, and here's some additional information. That's a really helpful answer to a question and a really good way to promote your content online organically. And then the last thing I'll say is once this content is promoted, you've got it out there, on a periodic basis, refresh the content. We know this is something that Google pays attention to, and you might even note this at the top of your article. This is the men's Nike shoe Air Max 270 review, and it is updated for February of 2022, and you go ahead and add some additional content. Not only does this make your content stronger, but it sends Google a signal that this is a well taken care of piece of content that they should continue to move up in the rankings. And by the way, when you do this refresh, you can take a quick look at your competition for the keywords that you care about, see what they're doing, and that'll give you some fresh ideas of how you might want to refresh this content, what you might want to add to make it a better piece of content. So again, these steps are basically this. First off, decide exactly what you want the content to accomplish. What do you want people to do when they visit the content, and why are people coming to it? Once you know the answer to that question, imagine the keyword phrases that people are probably using to get to your content. And then the third thing is go do some work and make a spreadsheet full of long tail keywords that you're eventually going to include in your content to help Google rank you for those long tails where competition is lower. And then speaking of competition, the fourth thing you're going to do is to survey the competition so you can understand what it is that is ranking well for these keywords that you've selected, and so you can have a roadmap for making the best piece of content in the space on this topic. The fifth thing that you're going to do is write an amazing piece of content. And I would say this fifth step, even if you don't do any of these other things, the fifth step is the most important one, because ultimately, when Google reaches search engine nirvana, they're always going to return the best content. So writing the best piece of content is always the best thing that you can do when it comes to SEO. And then the sixth thing is, don't forget to promote your content. Just putting it out there and listening for crickets is usually not enough. You need to get the ball rolling by promoting your content on social media and in groups where you're hanging out, where you have good relationships and you can help people by showing them your content. And then the seventh thing that I want you to do in order to create a fantastic piece of content that ranks well in search engines is make sure to refresh it periodically and send Google that signal that says, hey, this is awesome content and I'm taking good care of it. Now, this sounds like a lot of work, and I admit it is more work than just writing a crappy piece of content that's not very well thought out and that no one cares about. But if you take this approach of understanding organic content and you do it over and over again, then what you'll end up with after you accumulate tens or hundreds of articles that are well thought out with respect to keywords is a search engine magnet. A piece of property on the internet that effortlessly collects visitors without paying for a dime of traffic. And that is truly a magical thing.
Now it's your turn. What action are you going to take to build your business? One night
at a time. Okay, so take some action. You were going to create some content anyway. Spend an extra 20 minutes the next time you create some content thinking through these keywords. Just spend some time understanding why you're creating the content. Do some light keyword research. Come up with 10 or 15 really good long tail keywords and incorporate them into your content. And when you create your content, take a look around and imagine what your content would look like if this next piece of content you created was the best piece of content that you could find on the topic. What would that look like? And that may seem daunting, but at least be moving in that direction. That's what I want you to do this week. Take some action, incorporate more organic keyword research, and use a strategy to rank your content the next time you create a piece of content. Get that done this week. Start to exercise that muscle. Develop these habits. And if you do this over and over again, I promise you'll like the results. And until next week, when we speak again, I hope you have crazy, amazing success in your online business. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LNIMpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Man, this whole thing with keyword research always takes me back to 2007 when I started my online journey. I had seen a news story about how there was a guy with a website that was making $11,000 a month in AdSense revenue, which blew my mind. This was my introduction to the internet, and I decided I was going to make these content websites, and there was going to be AdSense. And I was going to make money with AdSense. So I decided I was going to create websites, fill them full of AdSense ads, and I was going to make my fortune on the internet that way. And so I started creating sites, and I'll never forget this. One site that I created was a 10-page website about how to get into law school. This was an amazing thing because it was just a really weak website. The articles weren't bad. They had actually been written by my brother who had just finished law school. So they were decent, but this was just a simple, ugly 10-page website. And we put this website out there and it started ranking for all these long tail keywords and it started making $5 a day. I'll never forget this. It was an amazing thing to me. I couldn't believe it. And we just let this website roll. And for a year and a half or maybe longer, this website churned out day in and day out about $5 a day in AdSense revenue. And every month I would write my brother a check for $75 or $100, whatever it worked out for. We split it 50-50. And my plan was I was going to make 100 of these. A lot of people were doing this. In fact, there was even software to rapidly create these sites with nonsense content. I experimented with all that black hat crap. And I had a business coach back at that time. My business was starting to get a little more sophisticated. I had started the podcast, and my business coach knew about this part of my business where I was creating crappy websites and trying to make revenue. And she said, you know what the problem is with this part of your business? Her name was Nicole. She's an amazing woman. And I said, no, what's the problem? It's a paycheck. What's the problem? And she said, the stuff that you're doing doesn't make the internet a better place. And I'm like, oh, I see. So ever since then, eventually I shut all that down. That stuck in my craw for a long time. And that's still something I think about. That conversation with Nicole was 10 or 15 years ago, and I still think about it all the time. Is what I'm doing making the internet a better place? I think we should all do that. If we all did that, if we all created content with our primary focus being helping people and creating the internet a better place, man, what would the result of that be? That would be amazing. Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.